Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you have saved my soul from hell.
Lord, you have saved my soul from hell.
The Lord is my light and help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink?
When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall.
Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust.
There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple.
For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe.
And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me, and I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy.
I will sing and make music for the Lord. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face.
It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help.
Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me.
Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemies' greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury.
I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hold firm and take heart. Hope in the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I will praise you, Lord. You have rescued me and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, I cried to you for help, and you, my God, have healed me. O Lord, you have raised my soul from the dead, restored me to life from those who sink into the grave. Sing psalms to the Lord, you who love him. Give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts a moment, his favor through life. At night there are tears, but joy comes with dawn. I said to myself in my good fortune, nothing will ever disturb me. Your favor had set me on a mountain fastness. Then you hid your face, and I was put to confusion. To you, Lord, I cried. To my God I made appeal. What profit would my death be, my going to the grave? Can dust give you praise or proclaim your truth? The Lord listened and had pity. The Lord came to my help. For me, you have changed my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. So my soul sings psalms to you unceasingly. O Lord, my God, I will thank you forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God is made known in Judah. In Israel, his name is great. He set up his tent in Jerusalem and his dwelling place in Zion. It was there he broke the flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, the armor. You, O Lord, are resplendent, more majesty than the everlasting mountains. The warriors despoiled slept in death. The hands of the soldiers were powerless. At your threat, O God of Jacob, horse and rider lay stunned. You alone strike terror. Who shall stand when your anger is roused? You uttered your sentences from the heavens. The earth in terror was still. When God arose to judgment to save the humble of the earth. men's anger will serve to praise you. Its survivors surround you in joy. Make vows to your God and fulfill them. Let all pay tribute to him who strikes terror, who cuts short the life of princes, who strikes terror in the kings of the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you have saved my soul from hell.
A reading from 1 John. We have, in the presence of the Father, Jesus Christ, an intercessor who is just. He is an offering for our sins, and not for our sins alone, but for those of the whole world. The Lord kills and gives life.
He thrusts men down to hell and raises them up again.
Let us pray. All-powerful and ever-living God, your only Son went down among the dead and rose again in glory. In your goodness, raise up your faithful people, buried with him in baptism, to be one with him in the eternal life of heaven, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.